Good morning, Jennifer.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Thank you for joining us. There have been claims that mental health apps may just be as effective as face-to-face therapies. Is this true, and how so?
Yeah, so at the Black Dog Institute, we've been involved in a couple of international collaborations that have really looked at all the studies to date about whether apps for depression and anxiety are effective. Well, we found that overall, apps can reduce symptoms of depression and anxiety. And as you said, that's really exciting because we know that one in four Australians will experience a mental health disorder and that the majority don't seek help, but we do know people are on their phones. So there really is potential here for apps to bring sort of non-stigmatising, anonymous, convenient mental health support really to people's fingertips.
How can those suffering with mental health issues strategically seek out the most reliable and safe mental health apps to avoid those dodgy companies, for instance, trying to use for commercial means?
Yeah, it's an important question because while we know that they can be effective, we also know, as you said, that the majority that are available in the App Store haven't been scientifically evaluated. So it's really useful to give people some guidance and to make informed choices. So really, I think the first thing people want to be thinking about is safety and security. So, as you said, are people comfortable with how the apps are going to be using their mental health data? And you can look at this through looking at the privacy policy, even just looking if they have one, and see if you're comfortable. I guess the second thing would be to look at evidence and whether maybe they won't have evidence for the app itself, but many apps are based on approaches that we know to be effective. So, for example, cognitive behavioural therapy. But really, I think it's also important that we look at ease of use. So we all know, and I'm sure we've all done it, that most apps are downloaded and then only used a few times. So it's really important that we're using something for our mental health that we find convenient and that we're confident in using, because if we're not using it, then it doesn't matter how safe or effective it really is.
Exactly right. You mentioned evidence just then. What have the results revealed about mental health apps? Has there been a largely positive or negative feedback among the consumers downloading these apps?
Actually, research at the Black Dog Institute has shown that user feedback on the whole is really positive. That's not to say that digital mental health resources are going to suit everyone, but I think for a large number of people, they do represent a source of support that people will find attractive and maybe more attractive than traditional services. And that might especially be true for young people who we know like to seek help online.
Yeah, definitely. And younger persons, there's definitely stigma amongst peers that have anxiety or depression and all that kind of stuff. Do you think these apps, being something that a lot of young people will download and use, do you think it'll be something that will remove that stigma around mental health and anxiety?
I think we've seen quite a good shift in a reduction of stigma around depression and anxiety. But I know for a lot of people, they would prefer to seek help without having to, you know, go to a health professional, at least as the first instance. So I really see apps as quite a positive way to get people started in their help seeking, and hopefully then once they're comfortable using these resources, funnel through to more traditional services if that's required.
What do you think the future of health apps are? Do you think they'll incorporate them into medical practices, or are there areas for improvement in these apps?
Yeah, I think for sure the next step is really to try and integrate digital mental health resources, including apps, which sort of currently sit quite outside the health system, into spaces where people with mental health difficulties may be best served. So, for example, we know that 90% of Australians visit their GP at least once a year. So the Black Dog Institute is at the moment trialling an electronic mental health screening initiative in GPs, which will then recommend MyCompass, which is an effective online program for depression and anxiety to people who are found to have mild symptoms.
Right. I'm definitely part of that 90%, unfortunately, yeah, that attends a doctor only once a year. What are some of the online therapies, apps or websites that you would recommend for those suffering from mental health issues?
Yeah, there are now a number of well-evaluated, effective online therapies, especially for anxiety and depression. MyCompass, which I just mentioned, and also MoodGym are a couple that I would recommend. But there's also a website called Beacon, and that's run through the Australian National University. So the website is /beacon.anu.edu.au, and that really lets you search by mental health condition and lists the available online resources and provides really easy to understand information about how effective those resources are.
Yeah, thank you so much, Jennifer, for talking to us today about the future of these apps.
My pleasure. Thanks for your time.